And thunderstorms likely, a high of 81. It's currently 69 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today, laying out her economic plan if she wins the White House. Among the proposals, the first federal crackdown on price gouging for groceries and new help for homebuyers. Harris's running mate now has a date for a debate.
Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance have both agreed to face off on October 1st. And of course, ABC News will have the very first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on September 10th.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Officials in parts of eastern Ukraine are urging people to speed up their evacuations with the Russian army now moving in. Captured early this morning in North Carolina, a convicted killer who escaped last week, Ramon Alston, was caught at a hotel outside Charlotte. Audrey Richardson was the one who checked him in at the hotel, along with another woman.
There was no red flags or anything like that.
No word yet on what tipped off investigators. Hurricane Ernesto is now a Category 2 and on a collision course with Bermuda. This is ABC News. A family from Georgia is asking for answers after a strange security breach at an airport.
My heart started beating immediately.
Laura Benton says she, her husband, and their 9 and 6-year-old children were flying home from Dulles Airport when she noticed a man appeared to be following her family in the terminal. She says she tried to keep her distance, but when the family boarded the plane, that man boarded too and sat down right in their row.
My husband assertively confronts him and says, "Hey, is this really your seat?"
TSA says he had a valid ID and even a boarding pass, but for a different flight, not the one he boarded, and he should have never been allowed on that plane.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. Another turn in the controversy over the bronze medal in the floor exercises at the Olympics. A Romanian gymnast will be presented with the medal today. American Jordan Childs awarded the bronze after a challenge, but then that was overturned. Team USA still trying to appeal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Looking for unbeatable deals on quality meats? Head over to Richland Locker Company. This week, grab our mouth-watering boneless arm roast for just $5.98 a pound. Perfect for your family dinner. And don't forget our deli specials. Get Kretschmar Mesquite Smoked Turkey for $8.48 a pound and sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48 a pound. Richland Locker Company, where quality meets affordability. Visit us today.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Consider this: in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Zechariah 13:1. English poet and hymn writer William Cowper was born in Hertfordshire, England in 1731. His mother died shortly after his 6th birthday, and he was sent to a boarding school where he was severely bullied. He began suffering from depression and panic attacks, and as a young man was admitted to a mental institution. One day at the institution, Cowper noticed a Bible on a bench. Picking it up, he read the account of Lazarus being raised from the dead. He recounted later that this passage showed him the mercy of the Savior. Turning next to Romans 3:25, he read that God sent Christ Jesus to be a propitiation for sin through faith in Jesus' blood. Right there, Cowper lifted his heart to God in prayer and was saved. He wrote, "I saw the sufficiency of the atonement he had made, my pardon sealed in his blood." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unsettled weather will stick with us through tomorrow thanks to a very slow-moving low-pressure system currently parked over Wisconsin. It will slowly move to the east. Early this morning, there's a pocket of showers and thunderstorms off to the northeast of us, stretching from near the Portage area up into north-central Wisconsin. But we'll likely see more of these pockets pop up throughout the day as the air gets unstable. It's going to be quite muggy today as well. Tomorrow, the wind will come in from the northwest, dropping temperatures a few degrees, and again some hit-and-miss showers. Finally, by Sunday, the storm is moving away, high pressure building in with drier air. Should be some great weather Sunday through the first half of next week, with mild temperatures, comfortable humidity, and a lot of sunshine. There are signs of some building heat late next week. As an upper-level ridge of high pressure moves into the Midwest, we may make a run at 90 degrees once again. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by afternoon. High temperature about 81. Southwest wind 5 to 12 miles per hour, turning westerly. Tonight may be a shower or thunderstorm early. Variably cloudy, low at 63. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. High at 77. The wind northwest 10 to 15. Saturday night, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low near 60. Sunday, partly cloudy and seasonal. High temperature close to 80. Heading into Monday, great weather with sunshine and lower humidity. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. Tuesday, little change, mostly sunny and nice. Low 54 with a high of 80. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s, high 81. And Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer than normal. Lows in the upper 50s with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 68 degrees with a little bit of haze out there today. 74 was yesterday's high, 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and record high 101 in 1988, record low 44 in 1992. Last year's high was 81 and the low 56. Sunset time 3 minutes after 8 this evening, sunrise time 9 minutes after 6 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.79, and no precipitation today. We were at 72 at midnight. Right now it is 68 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look at Oakland area football getting underway and details on an exciting Brewer win yesterday.
Beat the hot summer heat with cool prices only at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Take advantage of our summer sale with 40% off most home decor, including prints, summer silks, and signs. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details. Don't forget to order that special someone a fresh bouquet to brighten their day. Delivery is always available. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. 608-383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school football teams will have first outings, many of them tonight and tomorrow as well. The Richland Center Hornets will be scrimmaging with a game coming up a week from tonight. The scrimmage this evening is in La Crosse. Here is head football coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets.
Yeah, we head to La Crosse Logan. We went there last year, and we were invited back, which is a good sign. So it'll be La Crosse Logan. They're school about twice our size, right, in the NBC conference. And then La Crosse Aquinas is going to be there, and they're a three-time defending state champion. You know, and so we really look forward to the opportunity to see bigger kids, right, bigger schools, right, maybe schools that have a little more talent in some of those urban locations, you know, and it's a really good test for us. So, I mean, the whole mindset going into the scrimmage is kids from center aren't going to back down from anybody. You know, and so it doesn't matter if they're 3-10 defending state champ. You know, we're going to go and we're just going to do what we do and control the controllables. And so we're just excited to go up there and do that. And, you know, like with any scrimmage, you just want to make sure you get through there, test your schemes, nobody gets hurt, and, you know, just see how other teams are kind of attacking you as we get ready for that first week against Toma.
Who do you look at as your leaders, or do you name captains this early in the season, Coach?
Yeah, what we do is a little bit different. We have four captains, and the head coach names one. The assistant coaches collectively name one. The players name another. And then those three individuals choose the final captain. So we feel that's a good way to have, you know, kind of a split, you know, with coach voice versus player, you know, selections with who they want to lead them. So our captains this year are Wes Bosworth. And Wes Bosworth is going to transition to a different role for us. So you'll see him more as a fullback this year than a quarterback. Fletcher Harper, who's been a standout kid in the offseason for us, has just grown immensely with his strength and just a positive influence overall for our program. Fletcher will be, you know, at the kind of in a wing position or a running back slot. Then we have Braden Kleppe up front, you know, and he's the heart and soul of our offensive line. You know, and so that'll be awesome to kind of have him, you know, take those guys underneath his wing. And then lastly, it'll be a junior. It'll be Brady Dosh. And Brady has worked really hard. You know, he's worked really well, and he's really gained a lot from the competition with those older kids. So those four, I think you're going to hear their name quite a bit this fall, offensively and defensively.
Richland Center head football coach Andrew Troxell, his team at La Crosse Logan with Aquinas as well. That starts at 4 this afternoon. Riverdale is at Mineral Point with Dodgeville and Cambridge, and the scrimmage begins at 5:30. Ithaca is at Lancaster. Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg will be there as well. And River Valley hosts Cuba City and Poinette in longtime scrimmage matchups. The Blackhawks have hosted that for several years. Hometown baseball from last night. Games that were played: Verona 3-1 over Footville and Cambridge 5-0 over Evansville. The Middleton-Blanchardville game was postponed, and so was the Dodgeville-Jefferson game, which will be made up on Monday night at 7:30. Richland Center Church League softball game featuring St. Mary's versus Church of the Nazarene with the Mission umpiring was postponed last night and moved to Monday night at 7:30. Also in sports, Hometown Baseball comes up onto its round-robin portion of the tournament, and that gets underway on Sunday with a Sunday league matchup between Sun Prairie and Verona, and Evansville plays at Sauk Prairie. Both of them 1 o'clock start times. The Brewers blew a 3-run lead Thursday afternoon, then rallied to take a 6-4 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. That gave Milwaukee a split of the four-game series. Jackson Chirio and William Contreras homered in a 3-run first inning, but it was a 3-run rally in the bottom of the eighth that powered the win. Brian Hudson got the pitching victory in relief, and Devin Williams nailed down his third save by striking out Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani back-to-back. Williams has had a very promising week, and Pat Murphy was impressed with his team.
When you're winning ball games against teams like that, and as a young player, they're proven to themselves, yeah, maybe we are decent. You know, maybe we are. Maybe we can be a little bit uncommon. Maybe we can play a little different. I think when they have a win like this, they feel it. It's not any bigger than the last win or the win 2 weeks ago or whenever, you know, but it's just a little bit of like realization. It takes a lot of little things from everybody.
So what does a split of the series mean?
I think it's winning a game today versus a team very good that you beat last night in an emotional game to come back again with the firepower they have against a veteran pitcher who's done well and a bullpen that's pretty darn good. So hopefully they grow from it. The young guys realize, wow, if I just do this over and over again, keep that discipline, that's competing, you know, and you got a chance to win tonight. Worry about tomorrow.
The Brewers start a three-game home series against Cleveland tonight with Aaron Civale getting the start. Also in Brewer news, not such good news. The National League Central leading team will have to continue their playoff push without Christian Yelich. Yelich is undergoing season-ending back surgery today, putting an end to the 2018 NL MVP's resurgent season. Yelich started out with a great year, averaging a .315 batting average on base percentage of .406, and then he went on the injured list in late July. He hasn't played since getting removed from a game at Chicago's Wrigley Field on July 23rd. Yelich has been dealing with back trouble for the last few years, and the issue landed him on the injured list twice this season. Yesterday, he spoke about this year's team.
It's so weird when you're hurt, like you're on the team, but you feel like you're not, you know? Like you're kind of just there, like you help out in any way you can. It's just like you're not really in the grind with the guys and really have any impact on what's happening out there. But it's a great group of guys, and they're playing extremely well, and happy to watch them and see what they're going to do, and hopefully they can win the division and, you know, get in the playoffs. And then once you're in the postseason, it's like, who knows what's going to happen.
Christian Yelich. The Brewers are in action again tonight, as we mentioned, in interleague play against Cleveland. 7:10 first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. In the National League elsewhere, San Francisco 6-0 over Atlanta, Philadelphia 13, Washington 3. In the American League, Detroit 2-1 over Seattle, Baltimore 5, Boston 1, Minnesota 3-2 over Texas. Interleague play, Oakland 7-6 over the Mets. Green Bay rookie quarterback Michael Pratt will get more snaps in the Packer preseason game starting Saturday at Denver. Pratt was a seventh-round pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. He completed 5 of 7 passes in last week's game against Cleveland, good for 43 yards. Pratt showed his toughness by throwing a key block on a running play late in the game. He is the record holder at Tulane football for passing yards and touchdowns as well. College hockey returns to Chicago's Wrigley Field January when Wisconsin men's and women's teams play games outside on a baseball field. The Chicago Cubs announced plans yesterday for the event called the Frozen Confines Big Ten Hockey Series. The Badger women's team will meet Ohio State in a rematch of the last two NCAA title games. The men's team will take on defending Big Ten Conference champion Michigan State. The day before, January 3rd, the Ohio State men's team will play Michigan, and Penn State men will meet Notre Dame. And Nike and Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo will release the new Giannis Freak 6 basketball shoe August 16th. The official announcement came earlier this week. Giannis signed with Nike in 2013 and extended the agreement 4 years later. His signature Nike Zune Freak line was debuted in 2019. The line pays tribute to Giannis's father. One game last night in the NFL preseason football, it was Philadelphia 14 and New England 13. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Mike Clements will return to our airwaves in a couple of weeks. He's been out for some health reasons, but he'll be back with us in a short while. We look forward to that. But we do have the return, the triumphant return of Travis Wilson, as it's right around the corner from high school sports. That's coming up next here on WRCO. Our sports update is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Football preparation continues, plus a look at the WSN Cup winners for the 2023-24 season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Football is here, as all teams are now underway with practices, as 8-player teams began earlier this week. For 11-player squads, this weekend will feature scrimmages, as coaches try to figure out what works, what doesn't, who is winning position battles, and most importantly, coaches hope that everyone comes out of scrimmage week healthy. That means next week is the first week of games, and we'll get into our regular cadence of high school football weekly content on WSN, with previews of top games, coaches' polls, player and team of the week polls, 8-player football weekly spotlight, and the ever-popular Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. Make sure to vote in the first Game of the Week poll on Monday. Before we get there, make sure you visit wisports.net to check out our conference previews, Senior Football Award watch list, and much more. We recently announced the winners of the WSN Cup for the 2023-24 season. Points are accumulated by schools based on postseason finishes in all sports, and once again, Arrowhead claimed the large school title, its third in a row. The Warhawks' 1,063 points was the most ever in the 17 years of the award. The medium school title went to Notre Dame for a second consecutive year. Xavier claimed the small schools division, as the Hawks have now won two in a row. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder.
like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, mama. That drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
That's Jordan Davis. Welcome to Fresh from the Country from WRCO Radio. We'll be cruising through a few brand new releases, and then they will bring on the most played country song across the land. Plus, a look at some hot movers and groovers this week on the country music scene. The sunshine's starting to kind of get through a little bit and push its way through the clouds, and it's looking good out there today. Here's a new one from Jeff Batson.
At least that's what they say. We never know how many steps from the cradle to that grave. So while the sand's still flowing through the glass of time, don't let what's on bottom.
Jeff Batson, that's called End of the Grains on WRCO Radio, fresh from the country. It was on this day in 1964, Kirk Flood of the St. Louis Cardinals collected 8 base hits in 9 tries, splitting a doubleheader between the Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Flood started his day 4-for-4 off Major League Baseball legend Sandy Koufax as well. 60 years ago today, we'll be flashing back to that time frame during tomorrow night's Those Were the Days here on the radio. Here's a song that's been moving and grooving for the duo of Dan and Shay. It's called Bigger Houses.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay on Fresh from the Country today from WRCO, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra. When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Experience the home rattle and roar during the 61st Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
That's going on this very weekend, so it's going to be maybe the possibility of a little rain today, but otherwise it should be a good weekend for Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, especially Saturday and Sunday. Making news today on the country scene, one of the biggest names in all of country music through the last 45, 50 years, 45 for sure, Alabama. The iconic country band, comprised mainly of Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry, and the late Jeff Cook, is the latest subject of CMT Giants, a star-studded series of televised tribute concerts. And Alabama's special, which will be getting underway, in fact, airing for the first time this week. I think it was on last night, but it will be on several other times. It's going to be featuring some performances of songs like Mountain Music, My Home's in Alabama, cover performances with Blake Shelton, Steve Wariner, and Kara Britz, and Brad Paisley, along with Old Dominion, doing Roll On, and let's see, Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan doing Feel So Right. So lots of good tributes there. Look for that. That'll be showing again on CMT, or we'll be streaming as well. And they're going to be planning on lots more tribute shows like that. It seems like country music in primetime television's hours, it seems like it goes really, really well, and that's why they keep doing them. We have trivia. The trivia question of the day is right around the bend. It is sponsored on Fridays by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, and we'll have the question coming up. Right now, another song doing well on the charts for a new group called Tiger Lily Gold.
Hand on the Bible, I swore that you were the one. The way that it felt didn't feel like I jumped the gun. Yeah, you held me in your arms and you kissed me like forever. How the hell was I supposed to know any better? The way that it
It is trivia time once again from WRCO, sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. This question, inquiring minds want to know, in a recent survey, 70% of women crave this when pregnant. Is it A, ice cream, B, nachos, C, pickles, or D, shrimp? 608-647-4155. 70% of women crave this when pregnant. Yeah. Your choices again: ice cream, nachos, pickles, and shrimp. And not all of the above either. No. Here's a brand new one from Tucker. Free. That's Tucka, known as the King of Swing, Louisiana State artist that's been around for a few years, combining smooth R&B, soul, and country. A new country release. Yeah, it reminds me of a soul song from the 70s there. It's called Take It Slow. Brand new, fresh in the country. Congratulations to Jackie. Way to go. Jackie is the winner of trivia. 70% of women craved this when pregnant. The survey says nachos. And Jackie says, yes, she did. Speaking of experience, from experience there, so that's awesome. Anyway, nachos, the number one, you know, I guess it probably varies from night to night or all of the above. The most common answer this morning on our phone line was ice cream. I think that's kind of, that's one of the old things. I mean, always kind of joked about ladies craving ice cream and pickles, but nachos reign supreme this time anyway. Jackie wins some delicious cookies, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Thanks for all the players of trivia and the contending callers today. We'll have more trivia for you coming up tomorrow night. In fact, well, I tell you, Henry Bray just told me that he's a little nervous about this whole craving thing. He said he's craving nachos and he's worried.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the shoebox is necessary. The shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Can't wait. Maybe I'll have to hit their drive-thru a couple of times tonight. Anyway, let's see. We have a couple of songs to play for you. One of the big movers on the charts and this week's number one country song. And fresh from the country, that's next, courtesy of Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Taylor Swift's history-making Eras Tour made a triumphant return, accompanied by Ed Sheeran in London Thursday night. He joined the headliner on stage at Wembley Stadium for the acoustic section, playing on two of their collaborations. And the 92,000-strong audience sang along and appreciated it very much. Wow. She's on the European leg of the Eras Tour. It picks up again in Toronto in November. This song is doing well for a consistent country hit maker over the course of the last 15 years or so. This is Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert on WRCO with her song Wranglers. Big Bad Bo Hendricks is here. You've been out and about in the community. What's going on?
Hey, Phil. Great song, by the way. I just got here. You know, I got my morning coffee with me. And I was over at Dunkin', and they're doing their Cop on a Rooftop event going on right now till 11. You got members of the Richland Center Police Department's down there. I think I saw maybe some members of the fire department were over there. And they're selling $2 bucket raffle tickets. That's going on till 11. So if you know, go grab your morning coffee at Dunkin' and you're going through the drive, bring a couple of singles with you, and you can get yourself a raffle ticket, and all going to a great cause, the Special Olympics.
All right, good. Thanks for the update then.
Yeah.
We saw the police down there in the fire earlier this morning. Like, what's going on? Somebody burned the donuts? But they're there for a good cause, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, well, I was worried that Henry had did something, but no, that was Dunkin'.
That was Dunkin'.
So, yeah, I was over at Dunkin'.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Bo Hendricks. This week's top five most played country songs, Dustin Lynch, Chevrolet at number 5, Cody Johnson, Dirt Cheap at number 4, Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter at number 3, Shaboozy drops to number 2 after 2 weeks at number 1, with Tipsy, a bar song. Number 1 this week, Nate Smith and Bulletproof.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did.